section 4, page 131. The great master Qi Ji of Mount Toji, Shu region, was once asked by a monk, "When the moon is not yet full, what then?" The master said, "Swallow 3 or 4. The monk said, "After it is full, what then?" The master said, "Spit out 7 or 8. What is studied here is not yet full and after it is full, both are the moon's activity. Each of the 3 or 4 moons is a complete moon that is not yet full. Each of the 7 or 8 moons is a complete moon that is after it is full. To follow is 3 or 4 at this moment, the moon which is not yet full is actualized. To spit out is 7 or 8. At this moment, after it is full, is actualized. When the moon swallows the moon, that is 3 or 4. In swallowing, the moon is brought forth. The moon is swallowing actualized. When the moon spits out the moon, that is 7 or 8. In spitting out, the moon is brought forth. The moon is spitting out actualized. Thus, there is total swallowing, total spitting out. The whole earth and whole sky are spit out. The whole sky and whole earth are swallowed. Swallow yourself and swallow others. Spit out yourself and spit out others. I think in this case, the term spitting out or swallowing, I think this is this can be considered as the whole works activity, dynamic activities. That is spitting out, that expression, spitting out or swallowed. Total dynamic working, and was the whole works. I think this chapter, the moon, is related with another chapter called Zenki, the whole works. I think you should read the whole works. You can see that chapter in English version. Both a very close relation. So I think before I want to explain section 4, I want to go a little farther in section 5, because section 5 is the Buddha Shakyamuni's statement. Dogen Zenji quoted. This is very interesting statement, so I would like to read this one and explain a little bit about this, and then we can come back to the section 4. Then you will better understand. Okay, the Shakyamuni Buddha said to Vajragava, garbha bodhisattva, vajra garbha bodhisattva, when you look at deep water and shift your eyes, the water sways. The eyes of the samadhi can turn fire around. When the clouds fly, the moon travels. When the boat goes, the shore moves. It is just like this. You should understand and investigate. This is Dogen Zenji's commentary on this state. Let's read this one, okay? You should understand and investigate thoroughly this discourse of Buddha. When the clouds fly, the moon travels. When the boat goes, the shore moves. Do not study in haste. Do not follow ordinary thinking, but those who see and hear Buddha's discourse as Buddha's discourse are rare. If you study it as Buddha's discourse, round full enlightenment is not limited to body and mind, or to body and nirvana. Body and nirvana are not necessarily a round full enlightenment, nor are they body and mind. The Tathagata says that when clouds fly, the moon moves, and when a boat goes, the shore moves. In this way, the moon travels when the clouds move, and the shore moves when the boat goes. The meaning of these words is that clouds and moon travel at the same time, walk together, with no beginning or end, no before or after. The boat and the shore travel at the same time, walk together, without starting or stopping, without floating or turning. Okay. This Shakyamuni Buddha's statement told to Vajragarbha Bodhisattva. This statement seems to be very easy to understand, but Dogen Zenji points out the fact that many people misunderstand this Buddha's statement. That's why he said here, do not study in haste. Do not follow ordinary thinking. So this is the point that the Dogen Zenji want to say is that when the clouds fly, the moon travels. When the boat goes, the shore moves. I think now the moon is just half moon. Yesterday I saw the moon. Exactly clouds move and clouds flies, moon moves simultaneously. Well, I can say simultaneously. But exactly I can see, everyone can see that reality. Okay? But at that time, how do you understand that situation? So don't think about it in ordinary thinking. Okay? So that's why Dogen Zenji brought this one, and pay attention carefully to this reality we have experienced very often. So,
What the Dogen Zenji want to say is that the moon and the clouds are acting, working at the same time, simultaneously. No separation between. But when you see the moon moving, at that time we already see that moon moving in objective, in a dualistic sense. So immediate unconsciously we think moon is a being not moving. That's why clouds fly, and then the moon, which originally doesn't move, is moving now. Like the way you are on a board and you see the shore, you see the shore doesn't move, actually. This is the preconception we have in a common dualistic sense. And then when you are on a board and you see the shores moves, then you say, oh, shore's moving. But the shore's moving is simultaneously you are moving. So you are moving and the shore is moving. But still there is a separation there because you have caught by preconception. Shore is a being which never moved. So we say that is your delusions, we say. But this is Dogen Zenji mentioning. It is a delusion. Anyway, delusions. But it is not delusions. It is the truth. Okay? So that's why when you want to say here. So let's see the page 132. When the clouds fly, the moons travels. When the board goes, the shore moves. Do not study in haste. Do not follow ordinary thinking. But those who see and hear Buddha's discourse as Buddha's discourse are rare, very rare. Man, not many people understand this statement correctly. If you study it as Buddha's discourse, round full enlightenment is not limited. Round or full enlightenment means absolute fullness. Quality of absolute fullness is total dynamic working, just working, fully. But philosophically, we don't know what it is, how it works. Everything works together, that's why we say emptiness, philosophically. Psychologically, we say emptiness, because no one knows. With the intellectual sense, we cannot touch it. But it is reality, it is true reality, which everyone exists in that reality. That's why it is the truth. It is really true. That's why you can experience many things in your everyday life. All of a sudden, you can see the whole world, how beautiful it is. Why do you experience this one? What is the reality when you really experience that beauty of the world at the moment? What is the moment? What is the moment of the reality you have experienced simultaneously? All of a sudden, what is it? If you study it as a Buddhist round full enlightenment is not limited to body and mind. So, body and mind not limited. It is completely your speculation, your understanding, your flame of five skandhas and six senses. Anyway, everything is working dynamically, totally whole, as a whole. Anyway, everything is interfused together dynamically into a cohesive whole. This is a truth. This is a reality. Reality. And the quality of reality, the quality of the truth is exactly like this. So that's why it is never limited to the body and mind or circumstances, environment. So the body and nirvana are not necessarily round for nirvana, nor are they body and mind. So body and nirvana are not necessarily round and full enlightenment. So nirvana and body and nirvanas are nothing but our experience. But our experience is important because it is working with reality simultaneously, not separately. That's why it is important. But total dynamic working, so-called real reality, is never limited by any concept, any individual experience, so-called body or nirvana, body and the mind, tree and etc. It's working. The Tathagata says that when clouds fly, the moon moves, and when the boat goes, the shore moves. In this way, the moon travels when the clouds move, and the shore moves when the boat goes. This is the usual understanding. But he said that this meaning of these words is that clouds and moons travel at the same time, means clouds and moons exactly same. In other words, the clouds fly is that which the moon moves exactly, because the moon and the clouds coexist in the realm of real reality. Okay? Real reality. The meaning of these words is that clouds and moon travel at the same time, walk together with no beginning or end, no before and after. The boat and the shore travel at the same time, walk together without starting or stopping, without floating or turning. The intellectual, our consciousness always set up a certain partition, so-called before and after. Always we create certain perceptions, separation, dichotomies. So beginning or end, before and after. And also, we are always involved in on the one-sided aspect of existence. The moment when you say "wow," the moment when you say "wow," immediately you are involved in the "wow" after. Involved in the world after the "wow." So you completely far and far away from the world before. This is very common. This is a characteristic of consciousness. This is a usual life pattern we follow. We have accumulated, we have been educated by this life pattern for century after century. This is a That's why we believe this is the usual way. This is the truth. But actually, it is not. Still something we have to see deeply, something. So, so that's why total dynamic working, so-called the absolute fullness, absolute the truth, or the akasha, whatever you say, akasha or oneness, is completely beyond concept of before and after, beginning or end. The boat and the shore travel at the same time, walk before without starting or stopping. No beginningless, no end. Anyway, constantly it's moving. Okay? Without floating or turning. But what do you mean walking, turning, or what is a floating? Not for complete beyond this concept of floating or turning. Anyway, the world, the whole world is constantly interfused together. Okay, there is, let's see, the Zenki, chapter of the Zenki, the whole world works. Dogen Zenki mentions like this. This is a pretty interesting point, okay? The whole works of life and death must be like a man bending and straightening his arm, and a man reaching back for the pillow at night. Herein, there are so many spiritual powers and lights which are manifested. At the moment of manifestation, because it is completely activated by manifestation, one sees and understands that there is no manifestation before manifestation. Okay? At the moment of the manifestation, that manifestation is the manifestation of the whole works, so-called akasha, function of the akasha, okay? Big space, the vast open sky, whatever you say, okay? The absolute or emptiness, whatever you say, or one mind, okay? That is that at the moment of manifestation of this akasha, or one mind, or the absolute, or the whole works, okay? Because it is completely activated by manifestation. In other words, the akasha, function of akasha is activated by manifestation, okay? So without manifestation, the akasha, the vast open sky never exists. So we use a manifestation of the whole works, okay? And then we say separation. The whole works are here, and then manifestation appears, okay? But that is a dichotomous way of understanding, but whole works is here, simultaneously whole works is activated by, you know, the manifestation. In other words, by manifestation, the life of the whole works is matured, okay, matured. In other words, real karagi is mature. Karagi, you know, how can karagi is allowed to make my life matured by manifestation of karagi. In other words, the demonstration of karagiri. So with the words, with the mind, with the body. If you study the Buddhist psychology, so-called mere consciousness, I think this is consciousness works three stages. Okay? The original nature of the consciousness is temporarily called seed. The very pure nature of the consciousness seed. Anyway, the moment when the seed grows, you know, that is called genyo, means manifestation of the seed. Okay? Manifestation of the seed means the growth, actual growth of the seed. So it appears. Okay? Seed appears. Simultaneously, manifestation of the seed gives information to the seed again in order to let it grow in the next moment. So vice versa. That's why the manifestation appearance of the seed, in other words, by appearance of the seed, thus, the original nature of the consciousness, so-called seed, is activated because it is matured by manifestation of the seed. It causes the original nature of the consciousness mature. Okay? That's why next it works again in the next moment. Is that okay? The vice versa, very quickly, and do it. So without activity, without manifestation, you cannot know any opportunity to make your life mature. So that's why the truth to live is to live. Anyway, truth, if you want to know the truth to live, just to live. With sincerity, this is important. So that's the Dogen Zenji mentions, okay? At the moment of manifestation, then let's see the very pure nature of the moment when the whole world manifests itself, okay? So-called at the moment of the manifestation. In other words, interfusion between the akasha and the phenomena. Okay? Phenomena. Interfusion, okay? That is so called at the moment of manifestation. Because it is completely activated by manifestation, one sees and understands that there is no manifestation before manifestation, okay? Because it's very quickly manifest. And then what we can see is the concept of the manifestation we have experienced. So, we forget completely original nature of manifestation. In other words, you are born in this world, and then you can see the manifestation of your birth. But a total manifestation of your birth is what? Before your birth. There is real original manifestation of existence, which all sentient beings are infused together into bringing up your birth. Simultaneously. But if you're born, if you see the manifestation of your birth, you completely forget original manifestation. Okay? Is that clear? This is a question. Within that question, anyway, there is an answer. Anyway, but later, that's why we have to be thinking about this one. So, yesterday I mentioned two persons stand back to back with each other. Okay? This is called manifestation of interfusion, okay? Between at the width of the all environments. And then three steps will move forward. And then you should keep the balance exactly. At that time, if you see A person, it's not necessary to talk about B person because B person is absorbed into A person's life. Okay? So if you really want to know total manifestation of the interfusion with all sentient beings is what? You have to see the manifestation which you have been encountered with. Then you should totally take care of it. If you see A person, all you have to do is you have to take best care of the A person, then the person is taken care. I mentioned yesterday. That's why you need the compassion. Okay? It requires great compassion and wisdom, because usually we take care of us or a person with, you know, usual life pattern, usual habitual pattern. Okay? That's why it is difficult to take care of A. Much less, you cannot take care of B through the taking care of A. That's why we have to take care of A person through and through with sincerity, sincere heart, and wholeheartedness. What do you mean? This is magnanimous heart and compassion, we can say. What do you mean, the magnanimous heart and sincerity? That is, let's go back to incipience of the feeling, I say. Incipience, very first stage of feeling. Okay? You can do it. How? This is, just do with wholeheartedness, without seeing the object in terms of subject. Anyway, you should do it with wholeheartedness, means egolessness. And then you are seen from object, whole world, environments. And then this is called to go back to incipience of human feeling. It's called jocho, we say in Japanese. Jocho, okay? But if you say feeling, we are involved in the feeling after your experience, okay? So that is a little bit cloudy feeling. So you should go back to that your first stage of the feeling. Not second, not third, but we usually involved in the second, third, fourth, and the fifth, and others. This is called half moons and new moons, full moons. When the full moons comes, you are melancholy, you are pleased, and etc. So lots of things coming up. But anyway, we have to return to incipience of the moon. That is In other words, that is really open, completely open. Otherwise, you never come back to. So how can you open your heart? This is sincerity, we say. This is called magnanimity, we say. This is called compassion, we say. But sometimes we say it with a patience. Sometimes we say zealous, zeal. Okay. Well, anyway, one see, that's why one see and understands that there is no manifestation before manifestation. However, prior to this manifestation is previous manifestation of the whole works. Even though you don't see real manifestation, original manifestation, there is original manifestation there. Even though you don't see the original manifestation after your birth, but it is original manifestation there. Otherwise, you never be born in this world. But usually people ignore, negate that previous manifestation because they cannot see it. They cannot understand exactly previous manifestation of existence in of the which all sentient beings interfuse dynamically together. We don't see it. That's why it is negated pretty easily. That's why Dogen Zenji constantly explain and present this truth. Okay? Prior to this manifestation is the previous manifestation of the whole works. Although there is previous manifestation of the whole works, it doesn't block the present manifestation of the whole works. So, you're born. That is manifestation of your birth. But it never interact original manifestation of existence. Working together. This is a Buddha's virtue. This is a virtue and quality or merit of whole universe, which allowed all sentient beings to interfuse together in peace, in harmony, smoothly, into a huge, cohesive whole. That's why Dogen Zenji mentioned it like this. Then, what is? What is the truth? Usually we say so. Truth is unity of phenomena and akasha. So akasha, so-called absolute, is never separated from phenomena, your life, your birth. So what is the truth? What is the reality you have to see? What is the akasha you have to see? That is exactly the whole works between the manifestation of the your birth and original manifestation of existence. Okay? That is, we say Dharma nature, or we say a truth, we say the vast open sky. We say one mind. We say one Buddha's eye. We say so. So, what is it? What is this quality of real reality, which the manifestation of your birth and the original manifestation of existence interferes together, is what? It is just energy and actions. That's why he says, the whole works of life and death must be like a man bending and straightening arms, his arms, and like a man reaching back for the pillow at night. So just moving. Pillow is here, behind you and your hands there, and the darkness means the truth, the total manifestation of the whole works anyway. And then moves your hands moving. So that moving means manifestation of interfusion. Total interfusion. Beyond your speculation, it's moving. But your hand is what? Your hand is a pillar. Your hand is what? Your body. Your hand is what? The darkness. So for what? For what does your hand move? No reason. Just moving. Dynamically. Because your hand is nothing but the pillar. Pillar is your hand. So because pillar and your hands are interfused together, creating original manifestation of existence prior to the manifestation of your birth. So called I get the pillar, okay? Before, prior to manifestation of grasping the pillar, okay? There is original manifestation of the existence. That is a total working together. It's nothing but the working. That's why that is characteristic of Avalokiteshvara. So Avalokiteshvara is what? The gentleman asked Zen Master Sama, Avalokiteshvara to save all sentient beings, and when something happens, tragic event occurs in somewhere, and does the Avalokiteshvara run away, rush into that place and to help all sentient beings? And the Zen Master says, stupid. The Avalokiteshvara doesn't matter, doesn't care. He doesn't take care of it. She always take care of it, because we always understand the Avalokiteshvara with a savior, you know. At that time, savior and ordinary people here. And the ordinary people created a different world from the Avalokiteshvara. And then please help us. But this is a dualistic. But Avalokiteshvara working in huge, vast, open skies, constantly beyond your trouble, creation of your trouble, or not creation of your trouble. Anyone working together. Working. This is Avalokiteshvara. That's why whatever you do, troublemaker or not troublemaker, you are always acting. Your life is activated by manifestation of Avalokiteshvara. In other words, you are anyway embraced by huge mother's arm. So you should appreciate our life. Even though intellectually we don't understand it, anyway we should totally accept our heart with sincere heart. And we try to attract the this to your intellectual sense, to your the eye consciousness, to your ear consciousness, to your body consciousness. Anyway, you should try, make every possible effort to attract this reality to your everyday life beyond understanding or not understanding. This is called our effort, not wasting time. This is called not wasting your life. But if you don't understand, it's ridiculous. We judge you in that way pretty easily. But at that time, you easily waste your lifetime, life, because you become intellectual very much. your life becomes realistic very much. So there is no effort, no magnanimous effort, no tolerant effort. So regardless of whether you understand or not, we try to make every possible effort under all circumstances to attract this truth, okay, to your every activities manifested in the sphere of the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, taste consciousness, anyway, through the six senses. And you know, we have to do it. This is our practice. For a certain period of time, anyway, but if you want to do this, anyway, for 1 year. Okay. No, not 1 year. For 1 hour. Okay? Not for all day. But please, make every possible effort to do ranging over an hour to a day. Ranging over a year to your lifetime. This is our vow, okay, to live like this. At that time, your life is embraced by Avalokiteshvara's hands, exactly. Even though you don't see it, then naturally, manifestation of your life is the allowing to make your life mature. Very naturally, allowing to deepen your life naturally. So without this manifestation of your consciousness, your life, you never mature, you never make your life mature, no. So usually we always manifest our lives in terms of one side, so called the reasonable or understandable anyway. So we don't accept the world we don't understand. So we should anyway manifest our lives based on both understanding or not understanding. So there is a koan in the Book of Equanimity, number 30. The monk asked that tree when the fire at the end of an eon rages through and the whole universe is destroyed. Is this destroyed or not? The tree said, destroyed. The monk said, then it goes along with that. The tree said, it goes along with that. A monk asked Lin Ji, when the fire ending the eon rages through and the whole universe is destroyed, is this destroyed or not? Lin Ji said, not destroyed. The monk said, why is it not destroyed? Lin Ji said, because it is the same as the universe. Okay? This is destroyed or not destroyed. There is original manifestation of existence there. So even when you see the manifestation of life and death, that's why Dogen Zen says there is a manifestation of the whole world in which is neither life nor death. Means you are alive or you die. It is just, a boat floating in the ocean. So sometimes your life becomes life, sometimes your life becomes death. But we always just understand the manifestation of life and death, but never understand original manifestation of total existence prior to manifestation of life and death. But anyway, without this original manifestation of total existence, you cannot see the life, manifestation of the life and death. So that's why destroy or not destroy, both are exactly something going in the huge sphere of manifestation, original manifestation of total existence. This is called Akasha, so-called truth, or as it isness, or isness, just isness. Lots of term there. One eyes or Buddhas. And then sometimes it appears destroyed, sometimes it appears not destroyed. So from this point, you know, you can see this is pretty interesting. If you understand this koan very naturally, you can have a very steadfast religious faith. Very religious faith. Stable religious faith. And in whatever situation you may be, you can stand up straight. When the disaster comes, you can stand up there straightly. But it may be expressed in a word. But actually, it's not so easy. That's why we have to practice on a daily basis. But strictly speaking, if you understand this one, emotional with your body and mind, anyway, you can have a very deep, profound faith, which allows you to stand up straightly in whatever situation you may be. So, for instance, the other day, Marianne asked me the kind of tragedy of in the human world, you know, creating all this. Creating the atomic bomb and to destroy the whole world. So as a Buddhist, as a human being, basically, how do you understand the human world, including good person or bad person, who creating this kind of atomic bomb, but they are not bad because they try to help modern civilization, you know, in a sense. But in a sense, that it is not because they happen to create atomic bomb through by their intellectual understanding, so-called physics, you know. So they are not completely wrong devils. They are, in a sense, they have still the good heart. But a good heart doesn't last for long under certain circumstances. That's why he manifests himself as a devil sometimes. But sometimes, in the sphere of the devil's world, still he can manifest himself in a good sense. So, anyway, we have to think about the world including devil or not devil. What kind of attitude do we take as a Buddhist, as a human beings, okay? Beyond Christianity, Buddhist, etc. How can we take an attitude toward this human world? We should pay attention to the surface, the atmosphere, the present manifestation of human world based on devil or not devil. forgetting original manifestation of total existence. This is a question, okay? So from where the human faith, religious faith comes, religious faith is merges from the depth of human existence as a whole. Otherwise, you never know the meaning of the faith. If you are involved in the atmosphere, present atmosphere of human existence, based on good or bad, right, wrong, person, con, destroy or not destroy, life or death, it's very difficult to nurture or cultivate the faith, human life based on the faith. And that's why we have to understand very deeply human world. Okay? So, so I think the tragedy created by human beings seems to be an awful event fabricated by human beings, which we could stop. Yes, we could stop. But among the human tragedy created by us, sometimes becomes just one of the natural disasters. No way to take care. You know the Second World War? Can you imagine Second World War? In Japan, in Germany, whatever. Not necessarily in Germany or in Japan. In the United States, it could be happens. Okay? And also, right in the middle of the war created by human beings, there seems to be there are lots of choices, but actually sometimes no choices, okay? No choice to escape the war. So you have to participate. Even though you don't want, something compels you to participate. So what is a disaster, so-called death? I don't want to die, or I want to survive, whatever I say. My existence is exactly right in the middle of disaster. Kind of a natural disaster. But how can we accept that human disaster as natural disaster? Because that is, you must anyway understand deeply, deeply what human existence is. And then you can stand up right in the middle of disaster. So sometimes teacher says, when the disaster comes, you should accept and die. You are ready to die. If teacher says so, you acknowledge the disaster created by human beings. No, it doesn't mean that. That's why I say, as best as we can, we try to stop it. Constantly, we shouldn't stop telling them, please, let's walk hand in hand in peace. Concentrate. Don't criticize them. Don't argue. Don't fight. Anyway, let's walk hand in hand in peace and harmony. That is constantly we have to say. Nevertheless, sometimes disaster occurs. How do you do this? What kind of attitude should you take? At that moment, it could be possible, okay? This is the human life. That's why in the human world, there are two worlds always happen. the disaster or not disaster, destroy or not destroy, all this happens. You never exist, you never live. Only one side is so-called not destroy. Okay? So that's why we have to practice this one, okay? And understand it, demonstrate our life in based on the depth of human existence. Okay? With a world, with a body, with a mind, constantly we have to do. That's big project. Big business. You have to run your whole life, life after life. It's huge business. Okay. So, this is Buddha Shakyamuni mentions about this. Okay. And then, if you return to section 4, maybe you could understand a little easier. Okay. Great Master T.G. of Mount Topsi Su region was once asked by a monk, when the moon is not yet full, what then? So this is a full moon. Okay? Next, he says, not full moon. In other words, after full moon or before full moon. After crescent moon or before crescent moon. Talking about this one. The after destroy or before destroy. We can say many things. After death or before death. After life or after death. We can say, okay? Like this. And what is it? What then? Okay? So his answer is spit out. Or swallow 3 or 4. Spit out 7 or 8. Means you have to swallow, destroy or not destroy, suffering or not suffering, half moon and crescent moons, anywhere we have to swallow them. That doesn't mean, you know, you should be blind. No. It doesn't mean brainwash, okay? Because swallowing the 3 or 4 is based on deep and profound understanding of original manifestation of whole existence prior to the manifestation of your birth. Okay? So, at that time, in terms of original manifestation of the whole existence, you should accept the manifestation of birth and manifestation of death, because life and death merge from this original manifestation, so-called universe. Okay. So that's why he says, "Now spit out means exactly the same meaning as anyway the swallowing." He used a different term. Swallow or spit out means exactly you have to be there. Okay? Be there and take care of life when you see life. Okay? When you see Gassho, you have to take care of Gassho. That's it. That Gassho is. Gassho moving. And that which Gassho moves is that which whole world moves. Okay? So, all you can do is just take care of Gassho with wholeheartedness. That means spit out or swallow it. That time, that Gassho in action swallows in a good amount, right around, pros and cons, success, failure. The rest of the being, whether we can save all sentient beings or not. Anyway, all sentient beings are saved. Exactly. That is this answer. Okay? Then, Dogen Zenji mentioned, what is studied here is not yet full, and after it is full. Both are the moon's activities. The moon's activity is just moving, just acting, just interfuse together with all sentient beings. What kind of activities? That activity is not attached to life and death, not expecting nirvana. Okay. So when the life and death comes, you can accept it, and nevertheless you don't attach to it, so you have to seek for nirvana. But if you see the nirvana, don't attach to nirvana so much anyway, just taking care of nirvana. Okay. So that is the moon's activities. That is your life, your birth, which is acting in the sphere of original manifestation of, okay, whole existence. That is neither attaching to the life and death, neither escaping from life and death, nor expecting nirvana so much. So just act with clear and pure mind. So each of the three or four moons is a complete moon that is not yet full. Each of the seven or eight moons is a complete moon that is after it is full. That's why each of the seven or eight moon means various aspects of human life, fabricated by individuals. Okay, each complete moon is nothing but original manifestation of whole existence prior to your manifestation of birth. Okay, that's why he says the each of the seven or eight moons is complete moon that is after it is full. Okay, to swallow is three or four. Swallow is activities in action, constant functioning. Okay, not a concept of activities, and exactly activity in motion. Okay, in motion is three or four simultaneously. It appears as a form, so called gassho. So you have to take the gassho, and that time it is that gassho in action swallows many phases of human life. Okay, today's and tomorrow's, yesterday itself. At this moment, the moon which is not yet full is actualized. Exactly, the moon is manifested within the form of the three or four. Okay, to spit out is seven or eight. To spit out is nothing but phenomena, various aspects of human life. At this moment, after it is full, is manifested simultaneously within the various aspects of human beings. There is a perfect total dynamic working. There is a truth. Okay, when the moon swallows the moon, that is a three or four. So swallows, drinks the tea, or just eat the breakfast with sincere heart. That is really three or four aspects of human existence. That is, and that's why the activity practice is very important. But this activity is not blind activity. Okay, it's very clear activity. That's why we say undefiled activity or practice. In swallowing the moon is brought forth. in Swayam, right in the middle of the activity of drinking or eating, walking at that time, whole world, mountains and skies walk together simultaneously. So that's why the moon is brought forth simultaneously. So from this point, if you practice Buddhist way, you can save all sentient beings. Do you understand? This is the meaning of the saving all sentient beings, right? Saving all sentient beings in terms of the real nature of activity, okay? Then your gassho, based on the undefiled practice, walks together with all sentient beings simultaneously. This is now absurd. This is a reality and the truth. This is the contents, quality of your life, of your gassho, when you do it. That's why gassho should be taken care of like that. When the moon swallows the moon, that is a 304, in swallowing the moon, the moon is brought forth. The moon is swallowing actualized. This is called the moon is swallowing actualized. It's exactly something there. You don't know what it is, but something there. Anyway. So that activity, in pure sense, really mature, makes your life mature. When the moon spits out the moon, that is 7 or 8. In spitting out, the moon is brought forth. The moon is spitting out, actualized, same things, okay? Thus, there is total swelling, total spitting out. The whole earth and the whole sky are spitting out. The whole sky and whole many aspects of human life, pain, suffering, all are spit out. Right in the middle of gassho. That's why your life is in pain, suffering is resolved. Within in the process of practicing in Buddha way, naturally, because your heart is perfectly open. If your heart is perfectly open, everything is absorbed into and interfused together in peace and harmony. That's why naturally it is resolved. The whole earth and the whole skies are spit out. The whole sky and the whole earth are swallowed. Swallow yourself and swallow others. Okay? Spit out yourself and spit out others. It is the same as a statement by Dogen in the Genjo Koan. To learn the Buddhism is to learn the self. To learn the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to confirm your life. To confirm your life is to support it by all sentient beings. To support your life by all sentient beings is to liberate oneself and others simultaneously. This is our practice. So, here says, Dogen then says in a different way, more concrete, swallow yourself means egolessness. When you want to climb the mountain, when you want to the rock climbers, anyway, you should practice egolessness. How? Anyway, you are present right in the middle of activity in pure sense between rock and you. Means you have to throw away yourself into akasha, between. Then you are seen from the rock. Then no self, no self there. But you have to practice egolessness through complicated procedures, using the boots, using the rope, using your head, using your hand, very complicated structures and procedures. You have to do it. It's not a simple practice. And then your body never be hampered. You just, your body is moving. This is a Buddha's life. Buddha's life always moving without using effort. Just like moving, just like activity your eyeballs. Just moving. Exactly. You can rock climb and experience this one. Exactly. Much more. Spiritual person should experience this one. Otherwise, you never teach rock climbers about spiritual life. Extended into not only the rock mountains, but also every aspect of human life. That is a spiritual leader, okay? That is a person who are interested in spiritual life. Because spiritual life extends into every inch of the world, not only the certain circumstances, so-called rock mountains, or sports, no. Everywhere. You have to learn how to live. Disaster or not disaster, natural disaster or disaster created by human being, whatever, wherever you may go, you have to, anyway, know how to live in peace and harmony. Okay, so that's it.